All right, so all the loose ends are now settled in. We can see that. So now, give yourself permission. It is time. Let yourself relax. Give yourself permission to relax. Give your body the message, the instruction to release tension. Remind yourself to stay awake. If there's any danger of you falling asleep, we suggest that you sit forward in your chair or sit up if you're on the floor to maintain wakefulness. This is best done in the conscious mind, because it is in the conscious mind that you're taking your power to make this change. So giving yourself permission to stay awake, to participate, to step through to the light. Letting yourself relax more deeply, closing your eyes if they're not already closed. And as you close your lids, to sense yourself coming inside, pulling inside, coming deep within yourself. A self that you have always loved, regardless of how much you have judged yourself in the past, when you bought into the dark matrix and believed it, or tried to, you have always cared for and loved this self that is you. Whatever you are perceiving to be you, whatever you sense as the essence or center of you, let yourself go there now. In a sense, loving yourself. Bringing your love, your attention into the center of yourself. It may feel that you're in your heart or mind. It may seem to be a certain place in your body or a chakra. But bring yourself into the center of you. And from that, to bring yourself into the center of the center. Sense the essence of the essence. In a sense, concentrating yourself further. Pulling your light together into a point of light that is you. Sense yourself pulling into a light, into a point of light, into a spark of consciousness. A point of awareness where your body you let go for a little while to let it do its thing, to hold the space for you. As you let yourself, in a way, just move this consciousness, this attention that is you, into a place that feels comfortable, safe, and quiet for you. If there are any noises in the environment, they will just support yourself. They will reinforce your centeredness. So give yourself permission to go deeper within yourself, to the place of safety, to the place of peace within you. And in that place of peace and safety, let yourself imagine. Let yourself imagine that you are in a place of great beauty in nature. Perhaps you need a big tree or so, or a stand of big trees. Or perhaps you prefer the coast of an ocean and the vastness of space, looking out over the blue and feeling the salt air. Or perhaps you need to be on top of a mountain. Or in a remote desert. Whatever appeals to you, wherever is your power place, your place of power, your place of belonging on this planet, a place to infuse yourself and heal yourself, find yourself there. Let yourself be there. At the count of three, going down to one, you'll be there. The point of consciousness that you are, there. Three, two, bringing it together, and there, one. One, you're there. In your place of power, in your magical realm, a place you draw strength from, a place you heal in. And you think of it. You see, you are the one who is so powerful that you create this. This is your space. You are the powerful one. Claim it right now, in your mind, just sense, I am powerful. I came here to do this work. And I choose now. I choose to heal. I choose to step into light. I choose now to free myself. And so now let yourself move through this environment. Just sense yourself moving. You may be somehow in a body and walking. Or you may just kind of be like a sylph floating, a little angel or a little nature spirit floating in air. You may be just that point of light. But sense yourself moving. Sense yourself moving as if you're looking for something, and you are. Let yourself begin to seek and search. Let yourself look. You're going to come across some place in nature. Now you may, as you cross out of this, go into an entirely different terrain. A terrain that is unfamiliar. Or a terrain perhaps that you've been before in meditations. It is familiar, but it's not that place that you go to seek your refuge. A place that you journey in, a place that you seek in, your place of your seeking. Go seek. Go search. What you're searching for, you know. You're searching for your facade. You constructed it, an edifice, a temple to the ideal, to the perfect. As you envisioned it, as you imagined it, as a child, as a teenager, or even as a young adult. You go this way, you go that way, you float up very high perhaps, and then you see it way down there, and you descend. Or perhaps you're walking a path, and you just need to go through these woods first and turn that corner. But there's a part of you that senses and knows the way. So let yourself just follow your nose. Follow your knowing. The nose knows. It leads you unerringly. And you're going to come upon it now. You're going to come upon it. You're going to spy it now. There it is. There it is. It may be in a building. It may be a statue. There may be a painting on an easel, and in that painting of the perfect figure, the ideal, the statue, the perfect ideal of you, the building, the ideal construction. Go to that place now. Go to it. Find yourself there now. And whatever form you put it in, whether it is carved in stone, a building of some sort, how lofty and magnificent the building, how big the ego, or how small and insignificant the building, the modesty, the false modesty of the ego, the statue. Does it look like you? Is it an idealized version of you with all your physical so-called imperfections perfect? Looking like a Greek god or a goddess? Or like the most popular adolescent movie star image? Or if it's a painting, what does it show? What does that image look like, that facade that you've hoped for so many years that other people would see of you? What is it? What is it that you see there that you've been hoping that everybody would see? And as you're standing there, observing it in whatever form it is, whether one of these three forms or another form, looking at what it's telling you about how you imagined and idealized your potential self, the self that would be loved, that would be valued, that would be okay, that would redeem you, the powerful victory one, the successful one, the loved one. You notice that there's a kind of a shadow moving around. Oops, what was that? Back in the shadows. Something moved. You turn and look and there's nothing there, and then you look back. Oh, there it went again. It went and hid somewhere. And so you go look for it. You're curious. Where is it? And you walk around, or you float around, or however you propel yourself, and you move around and you look and you look, but you can't see anything. You just see that there's something. Every now and then, whoop, there it moves. It makes you a little bit uncomfortable. There's something dark, something spooky. Oh well, and you come back to the image. You decide that this image has got to go. You know that the ego created it. And so you call now. You call on your friends, your unseen friends, your spirit helpers. And you sense them in form like yourself. If you're a light, they're in lights. If you're in a body, they're in body. They come and surround you. If it's a temple to your facade, they surround the temple. They surround you. And you're glad to see them because you kind of feel that you need a little support right now. You're looking at this facade and by golly, you can feel the allure of it. You can feel the attraction of it. You really would like people to see you so beautiful, so spiritual, so holy, so perfect. Oh, that is so attractive. How am I going to get rid of this? I don't want to get rid of this. This is so beautiful. And you notice that above you there's a sky filled with stars. It may be in the daytime or at night, but there's still stars up there. But you feel something. You sense a hum, a vibration. And as you sense that some of those stars are moving from their position, coming together into a circle, putting their light together to create a giant star, a big star. That's us. And we send you a beam of light that comes down from above you, comes down to you and touches you on top of your head, and then floods you all the way around and lets you know we're with you. Let yourself feel us hold you all the way around. You know we believe in you. We know you have the power and the magic to do this. And we know you can resist the allure of the ideal of the perfect. We know you want your freedom. So you want to point out to you what you're looking at, this image. It is actually a prison for you. So let yourself look back now at the image and see it as the prison. It may have changed. It may look ugly now, distorted, twisted. Sense it now. Sense it as the prison that it has been for you, the trap of idealism, of perfection. Sense it. See it. Feel the revulsion within you. And in your mind now, state your vow. I choose. State your choice. I choose to let go of this facade now. I choose for this facade to dissolve. I choose to destroy this facade. Now watch it. It's going to start dissolving. Wow, that's all it took was a choice. It dissolves. Watch it. Just watch it fall apart. Maybe it falls apart in chunks. Maybe it just kind of like an acid eats it up and it just gets smaller and smaller and filled with more and more holes and finally becomes, looks like a little sponge on the ground and finally it disappears. Or perhaps it just kind of becomes faint and you can see through it and it just keeps getting fainter and fainter until it vanishes. Watch it. It's going to disappear. And it disappears. And you feel strange. You feel a little different. Kind of an empty feeling. You've held that facade inside yourself for so long. All of a sudden, there's an emptiness within you, a space within you that was not there before. And then you notice that there's someone coming your way, and they look angry. They look pissed. Oh, you know who that is? That's your toxic ego. Flailing their arms, angry, yelling, "You told me to put this together. I did a good job. What do you think you're doing?" Feel its power that you gave it. You gave it the power to put this whole thing together, to keep it going. And it kept it going for years and years and years. You almost feel intimidated by this. You recoil. You step back. Oh my, oh, conflict, oh dear. The toxic ego comes up to you, criticizing you, judging you, telling you how stupid you are to do this. You want everyone to see who you are? You want everyone to see all your stupidities, your flaws, your incapacities, your inadequacies, your failure? You want people to laugh at you, to humiliate and shame you? You're out of your mind. What do you think you're doing? Remember, you created this. Step into your power. Hold your power. Get into your power now. You created this. You and us and all your friends are still here. We know you are powerful. Come on. Feel your power. Stand up to this ego. Don't let yourself feel uncomfortable. Stay free. Come on. Hold your power. And look at the ego. Power, return to me. Take your power back from the ego now. Power, return to me. You take an in-breath. It comes right into you. That power returns to you. Feel it come back into you. Power, return to me. Wow. Feel yourself expand. Feel your light get stronger. Power, return to me. Power that I gave this ego to take over my life and to run my life for me. Power, return to me. Feel it, exult in it. Feel the strength of it. My, you've been running around without it. Oh yeah, you've taken it back several times. But then you've given it back several times. Feel it in you. And now look at the ego. It stands before you. Where is all that spitting fire and intensity now? It stands kind of surprised, disoriented, doesn't know what to do. It's not used to you being in the context of your power. It's not used to you holding this frequency. It looks disappointed. All right, don't buy into the guilt now. Oh, I've served you so well. How could you do this to me? Stay in your power. It's going to whine a bit. Just let it whine. Just listen to it whine a little bit. It's going to talk about itself. How it was doing such a good job for you. How it was so hard to work with you. You were so difficult to work for. And it finally put together a really good facade. Now you don't want it. You ungrateful person. Let it rant. Let it whine. You're powerful. And know that you gave it, this job. And yes, you say, yes, I gave this job to you. And you did a splendid job. Thank you very much. You did everything I wanted you to do and way, way more. You gave me tremendous feedback for my personal growth. It also was hard for me, but I thank you for your job. And now you say to the ego, ego, you're fired. Thank you, but you're done. It's time to retire. Time to retire this facade and time to retire your job of maintaining and supporting this facade and creating fantasy realities in alignment with this facade and bringing them to me. It's up. It's done. You're done. And from now on, your job is going to be to bring that to me that is in alignment with my light being. He looks a little puzzled. You say, look, I'm very powerful right now. Can you feel it? Yes, nods the ego meekly. Still not very happy about this. But it's devoid of power. It can't do very much but that. All right, you say. Here's my light being, powerful being that I am. All the realities you bring to me come from the request of this being that I am. Holding the resonance of being loved by all my unseen friends and Galexis with me, I now say, you are to do the job that originally we had agreed to do. And you are forgiven for doing this job. And we are okay. Both of us, we're all right. It's all okay now. The ego just stands there. You can see that it's thinking and thinking and feeling and experiencing from its position. Looking to see, is there another manipulation strategy I could think of? But it doesn't have the power to run another trip. So it stands there and accepts for now. And one of your unseen friends comes from the outside circle and comes in filled with light and love and stands next to it. And you say to your ego, this one will be with you now for a while to love you and to heal you. So be it. And that one takes the ego and they walk together. The ego, still puzzled, still disoriented, not very clear. But in a way, you can sense that the ego is even relieved. That was a heavy job you gave it. In a way, it's happy and relieved to not have that pressure. You know what that's like, to have the pressure taken off of you. So does your ego. And now you sense that shadow that was flitting about in the background. All right, now I'm going to get down to seeing what that is. And there's nothing for it to hide behind now. So it goes, whoop, oh, there it is. And you see something, and you go and you head towards it, and it runs from you, darting hither, thither, and yon, underneath this and around that, and between the legs of some of your spirit helpers, or and behind a bush or rock or something. It's still trying to hide from you, trying to hide, and you chase it. And it, as the more you chase it, the more it runs. The more it flits about, more it hides, until you finally stop and say, oh, wait a minute. I'm the one who's powerful here. In my power, I call you to come forth and show yourself, you say. And from out of the shadows or behind the rock or from wherever it comes, comes this weak, scared and battered person. Very self-effacing, very humble, bent over perhaps, looking frightened, maybe even shaking. This is the you hiding behind the facade. The you that was afraid of judgment. You, the one who believed that maybe you were abandoned by God. And by everyone else too, that maybe you weren't going to have any love or really joy and success if people didn't believe the facade. The you that hid back there and said, please don't look at me, I'm the weak one. And see this weak one. At first, you almost feel that it's despisable. It's ugly, twisted and distorted and weak. And you remind yourself, you remember that you used to have a dislike of weakness, a resentment of weakness. You didn't want to see any weakness in you or even in others. You were not comfortable with this self-effacing, servile type of personality. And then you realized how much you were afraid of being hurt, how much you were afraid of loneliness and abandonment, and you chose to do it proactively, to remove yourself, to hide, because you didn't think you had any value, no worth, nothing for someone else, nothing that could earn the love that you thought you needed to have. Feel the compassion now. Feel a sense of appreciation, of love for this one. Let yourself love this one. It is a distorted and wounded part of you, a diminished part of you, a dark part of you. This is your darkness. This is your fears, your guilt, your shame. Here it is. The one who had to buy into the dark matrix for survival. Love this one. Go up to this one and put your energies around it. If you are a light, just put your light around it. If you have a body form, put your arms around it. Put your love around this one. And feel that one melt. Feel the darkness drain out like a liquid. See it puddling on the ground. The dark energies, like a dark black liquid. See it just flowing out of their feet into the ground, making a dark puddle beneath you. And as you hold it, and that darkness drains out of it, it becomes lighter and lighter and lighter, until it becomes a child, a beautiful child, your child self, the one who was in so much conflict, the one who had to make the choice to give up the conflict and therefore choose the dark matrix, even though this child knew better, the one who postponed the light till later. Hold this child. Love this child. And when the child is all light and all the darkness is out, let this child merge into you. Let it come into you. This beautiful, innocent child. And as soon as this happens, just feel it happen. Feel yourself shift or change. Your form may change. Your energies may shift. You may feel fuller. You may feel a sense of peace and love. And your environment will shift. It will change. And you'll be sitting in a body now, in a beautiful area overlooking a beautiful blue sea on a mountain. And sitting with you, a beautiful woman, the most beautiful woman you've ever seen. Charming, sparkling, so attractive. So alluring, even if you are a woman, even taken in by her charms. And a man Oh, this is heaven. The most beautiful of women. And you see that next to her is a big urn. A glorious urn. Perhaps like a Greek urn, or perhaps like a wonderful urn from the Middle Ages with designs, beautiful fleur-de-lis or designs on it. Or something from a great ancient Chinese civilization. Or maybe something even from Atlantis or Lemuria. A vase. Or a big jar in the shape of a womb. Expanded in the belly, narrowed a bit at the top and the bottom. A womb with a plug in the top. And she has a hand on it. It's her keep. She takes care of this. And she says to you, have you called me? You've come to be with me. What is it? And you say, I've come to take the ills of mankind, to heal the dark matrix. Well, now that doesn't make that much sense to her. But you say, you know, it's in the jar. And she says, well, I'm not supposed to look in the jar. I'm only supposed to hold the jar. And you say, aren't you curious of what's in there? And she looks at it, she says, yes. All right, so I ask you, why not let's look in it and see what's in there? She looks around, is anyone looking? No, Zeus isn't looking. All right, okay, let's just take a peek then. Yes, you say. Remember your power, because as she lifts the lid, all sorts of dark, crazy stuff is going to come out now. She begins to lift the lid. Hold your light. Here it comes. It opens up. And out of it just comes all sorts of dark, spewing, ugly, yucky stuff. Just watch it come out like little spirits or little maggots or little burning embers. Watch the stuff come out. Watch the dark stuff come out and everything that comes out. As you watch it swirl up like in a smoke just above it. Watch everything coming out. She goes, oh no, oh no. And she throws the lid back on. But all of it has come out and is hovering over there in a cloud. And you look at that cloud and you say, I claim this energy of darkness. I command the energy of darkness to heal and to lift. And as that happens, watch it. It's going to turn to glitter and lift. Watch it. It just turned to glitter. There it goes. Your command. It's gone. And you can see that Pandora's face is grief-stricken. Oh my gosh, what's this going to do to me now? You say, well, but there's still more in there. Oh no, I don't think I can let any more out, she says. You say, oh come on, it can't be as bad as what was there. Aren't you curious? There was something in there. Yes, she says, but I'm afraid I'm going to let out more dark stuff. I'm afraid I'm going to get Zeus really angry at me now. You say, look, I'm powerful. I'm a powerful reality creator. I'm a god, goddess in training. And I can claim the part of me that's divine now. And that part of me that is divine, that is creating realities and co-creating realities, asks you now to open it up. And she just obediently lifts over and pulls the plug up. And up comes this beautiful being, this beautiful little being, a little spirit, a fairy, or a nature spirit, or a little tiny angel. It has a lot of power, a lot of presence. It's hope. It has a lot of lift, optimism, positivity. But you know that that hope has been buried under darkness for so long, it doesn't know if it's real or true. It doesn't know if it can be there for you, if it can work as hope. Send it love. Send it your love as the powerful reality creator that you are. Clean it, clear it with your love and your intention. And see it shrug off its pain and its burden. Feel it release. Open your arms and let it come to you. Let it come be with you. Let it settle upon you. And like a benediction, feel the hope. Feel the lift. Feel the purity, the clarity of hope. Of knowing that it can be better. Of anticipating the magic and the beauty. Feel it. Feel yourself lift. Pandora looks at you with awe. The plug is still in her hand. And now, coming out of the vase, of the big jar, beautiful lights and colors, geometric patterns of multidimensional energies. Watch the beauty. Watch it coming out. And the two of you turn to look at it and just watch in awe as the most beautiful lights, the most beautiful beings, gently and slowly emerge. And they come to hope. They follow hope. Hope is the leader, the harbinger. And so they come to you. Hope is with you. They come to you. And they come and they settle all on you. Feel them land on you. Feel this beautiful love, this beautiful light. Just feel it land on you, all over you. Just settle on you. It is so incredibly beautiful. Just let the beauty and the love in. Open. All the possibilities of love and light. All the possibilities of healing, magnificence. All the possibilities of beauty and truth. All the possibilities landing on you. The creator, dreamer. And in there, somewhere in there, settling down into your heart, is the light secret. The light secret that you are a spark of consciousness of the divine, part of God, Goddess, all that is. That you are beloved of the divine, and you are powerful, able to create and co-create a new reality, and with your friends to build a light matrix. Feel the light secret within you. You who came, who volunteered, let it be in you now. Let it become part of you, natural to you. You the light, the beautiful one, the bringer of the new dreams and visions. Feel the grace, the love, the peace. Feel yourself expand. Feel the light radiate from you, inside you to outside you, radiating. Realize you're many feet tall, maybe 20, 30 feet tall, a spiritual giant. Let it soak in. Let it soak in. These are the secrets you postponed. These are the secrets put in that original box when you came to this life. The box that was closed at the time of the decision. That box, the light box, that was deposited in the base of this jar. As if it were to disappear forever, it is here now with you. All the possibilities for humankind, all the possibilities for a new reality that you can dream, you and your friends, the light workers, to play with, to enjoy and love together with. And you can sense that there are beams of light going out from you, little tiny threads of light, brilliant, tiny, vibrant threads of light leaving you, spreading out, and you sense it touching others, other lights out there, somewhere out there around you, all over the world. These lights are touching others who are sending their lights out and touching each other. Feel the net grow. Feel the web grow. Feel the lights cross each other all over the place, until all you see is a matrix of light. You in the center. And they, each one of them, also in the center. A matrix, an infinite matrix of light, of love, and all your unseen friends, and all of theirs. Connecting in too, light threads going thousands of places, millions of places, until all you can see is light. Let it spread. Feel it expand. You like a ripple in a pond. From you, that ripple expands in concentric circles out of light, of connections, of links through your world. Feel the ripples. Feel the waves, sending wave after wave out from you. Just feel it. Broadcasting possibilities, dreaming new possibilities, new realities into your world. Who are you going to be without your facade? What is your world going to be like without your facade? Dream. Imagine. If nothing else, just feel how light and free and glorious and loving it is. That's your future. That's the beam of healing for the planet. Connecting in. Breaking the stream of destruction. Feel it. Feel it integrate and infiltrate the consensus reality everywhere. Filling the whole world with your light. And once again, you feel us around you. And we lift off. Your unseen friends step into light. And all your network connections around the planet dissolve into the light. And you sit on a mountain overlooking a beautiful blue sea with the most beautiful woman in the world. And that beautiful woman reaches over to you and touches you and you reach over and also touch her and you feel the beauty and the creativity, the jar, the vase is within you now. You are the one who accesses the womb of creation and dreams. And beauty will be by your side. As you go forth and create and co-create with all your friends and us a new world. Letting yourself now return to your body which has been so patiently waiting for you. Bring this light back into your body. Infuse all the cells of your body with this light. Give permission for all the cells in your body to absorb, to receive this light and love. Feel your body heal. Feel your body align. Feel your body straighten. Feel your body release its pain. Feel your body release its burden of weight that it carries. Feel your body release its unsafety and fear. Let the cells drink in the light. Feel your body release the dark matrix programs of suffering, of struggle, of scarcity, of powerlessness, of sorrow and loss. All the cells of your body receive the light of the light matrix in creation. Feel your mind heal. Its thoughts, its philosophy and orientation. Your mental body healing. Feel your emotional body heal all the rage and sorrows the conflicts of hostilities, the hurts, the sadness, heal. Come into alignment with the light. And your psychic body, spiritual, etheric, psychic body, let it clear. Let it clear to the light. Physical, mental, emotional, and psychic bodies. Aligning, healing, cleansing, freeing, becoming one, preparing and willing to do the mission, to do the beautiful work. Let the light absorbing in the cells bring joy now, happiness, giggles of laughter, celebration, fun, freedom. Feel the lift. Feel the cells tingle in your body. Feel the cells start to dance in your body. Dance with celebration and dance with joy. All your bodies celebrating as one. It has begun. So be it, with harm to none. And we're going to count from 1 to 3, and at the count of 3, your attention, your concentrated focus, your awareness, comes back into the time-space of the present in your world, bringing that light back with you, ready to go. 1, 2, 3. Bringing it back, letting your eyes open gently, gently. Yeah, there you go. And yawn a little bit and stretch a little bit and breathe some and wiggle your toes. And now we know this was a long meditation. You had a lot to do and you did it beautifully. You are ready. You've been prepared. And we've had so much fun working with you. It's our pleasure to be with you today. And we will be with you any time you ask on the journey. And we look forward to any other time we may have the opportunity to be with you again and work with you in any way. So now we're just going to send you light beings out there into the world and do some interesting things. Oh, some adventures are coming your way. Some magic is opening up. Oh my gosh, the portals that are available. We love you. Our light is with you as you go on this beautiful journey. And so for now, we surround you in our bubble of light and our love to send you on your way. Farewell, dear ones.